High temperature up to about 96. Heat index close to the 105 danger range. And not many storms to go around. In fact, they will be isolated at best. Low temperature tonight down to about 74. Now, tomorrow, the scattered storms will be in better supply. Kind of a routine summer day forecast. High temperature around 93. Then better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A 77-year-old Selma man on trial for shooting his son has been found guilty of first-degree assault. The Dallas County District Attorney says John Caver shot his 41-year-old son in 2016 after an argument over chicken wings. Caver is facing up to 20 years in prison. A mother and daughter in Northeast Montgomery are trying to rebuild after a devastating house fire last week. Officials believe the fire started from the stove. A friend has started a GoFundMe for the family. Find out more information at alabamanews.net. And some Pike Road parents are fired up about how to use $14 million the town has from bond money. One option is building a $3.9 million career tech center on donated land on Trotman Road, but some parents want the money spent on existing schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but
But yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 6.5 minutes after 11 o'clock. Got Trisha in the studio. Jack Campbell, for those tuning in right now, say, but Jack, but Jack, but Jack. Jack can't answer you. Jack's been banned from the broadcast for the next 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a ban. Not a permanent ban. What he did was not a permanent ban, but he got a ban on the radio broadcast. He's absolutely 100% not permitted to be on the broadcast today.
Yeah.
He got a ban.
Yeah.
He got a ban. And because of the ban...
He took a trip.
He took a trip to Texas. So he'll be gone for the rest of the day. He'll be in Tejas, I guess, through the weekend. I'm not sure. But he'll be back Monday when the ban expires.
It's Tejas, Texas.
Yes.
That's so good.
Just like Mexico.
Goodness gracious.
You know, they don't pronounce the X in Spanish.
Yeah.
And Texas is a Spanish name,
like
Teja.
H is an H.
H is a hard sound, like hablo.
Hablo.
H-A-B-L-O.
J is
H.
Like the
X. Yeah. Very similar sound.
Like Jesus.
Your Spanish lesson brought to you today by Taco Bell. our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I had a Spanish server one time say, don't do the Spanish stuff. It's insulting.
Well, it's bad for me when I used to, and I learned my lesson, but I used to go up to people and use the little poquito amount of Spanish that I know.
Ooh,
and then they, because of the way I look, would start speaking to me in Spanish, and I was like, oh, no, no. Muy poquito. Español. No, no.
This is Italian. It's not Spanish. Our number, 272-922. Or Portuguese, apparently.
Yes,
yeah, Portuguese heritage. So it's Iberian in some capacity.
That blood runs strong.
No doubt about it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I think I've screened this call now twice, and I still don't remember who it is.
Lori.
Oh, it's Lori. Gosh, she's got it. She's got it figured out.
I'm on the ball over here.
Lori.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
I know you didn't ban Jack. I figured Jack was on the coast in his thong, toasting his bun.
Lori.
Lori, that's an image that no one wants.
No one needed that. Lori.
I don't want to think
this is a family program.
I don't want to think about anyone
Jack.
I know in their thong.
Yeah, I love
anybody.
Jack.
You love Jack and his thong?
What? Wouldn't you love to see?
No, I would not love to see
Jack in a thong.
No, I would not love to see Jack in his thong.
Well, I hate he didn't take me to Austin with him. I'm going to kick his behind.
Well, I'm sure he's, now that you want to see him in a thong, he probably will never take you to Austin with him.
Yeah, that's true.
My daughter's birthday is
coming up. You're not his type, right?
He's probably going to call back in and cuss me out. But no, I just wanted to let you guys know I'm not going to end it now. Yeah. So they're going to fix everything.
Well, good. That's good news.
Good. That's great to hear.
Lori, you got some kind of beep going on your phone, so I'm going to let you run. But I'm glad to know everything's going well, and I'll pass the message along to Jack that you want to see him in his thong.
Oh, gosh. Let's not think about that anymore. Let's move on to another topic. Manafort.
I'm not sure I can continue.
Let's talk about something different. Please, hurry.
Granny!
Can we come up with a name for a grandma
Play
or something?
Play the Humpty Dance again. Something.
I'm not sure that's going to help. It may make it worse.
He is probably in his car rolling, laughing right now. I hope he doesn't have an accident.
Lord, have mercy. Help me. I'm coming to you. Whew. All right. Have we recovered?
Hurry up. Hurry up.
You mentioned Manafort. I saw yesterday the prosecution has finished their case in chief.
Is that a bunch of people walking out of the courtroom right now?
It is. The prosecution finished their case in chief, and the defense did not put on any witnesses. They did not put on any witnesses. So, closing arguments began this morning. The prosecution has closed in full. The defense will have an opportunity to close. And then, as is customary, because the burden's on the prosecution, they'll likely exercise their right to have a second close at the tail end of the defense close. So it'll be interesting to see how this wraps up. I just don't see any way this guy's not convicted. I mean, any way at all this guy's not convicted.
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, I just don't... the guy did it. He didn't pay taxes, you know? And they have the documents that prove it. I don't know, you know, you can call the guy a liar all you want, and that's obviously what they're going to do in their closing and say, you know, we proved under cross-examination this guy's a liar. Well, that's true. They did prove under cross-examination the guy's a liar. But you know.
It's just the fact that they're going after him for political reasons that's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
But you should be without blame.
No doubt about it.
And then you won't have to worry about that stuff.
No doubt about it.
Especially if you're in politics.
Well, I'm just saying, I think he gets convicted, and the media will have an absolute mediagasm over the fact that Trump's campaign chairman was convicted. They won't mention the fact that this guy was Trump's campaign chairman for like a week.
Can we make a meme out of mediagasm?
Mediagasm?
That would be awesome.
Well, you know how this works. You know how this works.
I mean, crazy people.
You'll watch him go. Trust me. Chris Matthews is going to get that thrill up his leg he's been missing since Obama left. So, I got a request for the thong song, but I'm not going to be able to play it because it's got a foul word in the first
sentence.
Thank
God.
Why? Come on.
Because we're moving on.
We're getting that
thought out of our mind.
Yeah, my bad. Well, all right. So if you're the one that sent the text, I cannot play it. I cannot play it.
What is
our number? Well, I'm gonna go back with the original one I was going to do. Who's this?
Well, hey, Baron.
Hey, Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good.
You going to tell us about all the good deals going on right now in the home mortgage lending business?
Boy, are we. I'm about to tell you about a recent success story. I hear that people like to hear stories of what their neighbors are doing.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to share one. Well, we have a retired school teacher in Otago County. She'd been there over 20 years. Gave us a call because she had heard us talking about refinancing and, you know, eliminating the mortgage insurance. And she was paying mortgage insurance because she has an FHA loan. But we were able to lower her rate. Now, check this out. She was, there's current mortgage customers, believe it or not, or homeowners, but paying a mortgage, and they're paying 5.5% and upward. I mean, folks, we can talk about the rates have gone up, but they sure hadn't gone up to 5.5%. But we were able to lower her rate by 1.75%. She paid off $19,000 in debt, which is all she owed, you know, except for her mortgage. And that was carrying a $981 payment. That's her mortgage and the debt. Plus, she got an additional $23,000 in hand, okay, for future use. Put it in a savings account. She lowered her payment by $1,037. Now, when I say this, her current mortgage payment was $1,676. Her credit card debt was $981 a month, just making the minimum payment. So on those accounts, that book of debt, she was going to bed at night with $2,657 hanging over her head.
Oof.
She was able to lower that by $1,037. Saving her $1,037 a month and replace that $1,676 mortgage payment with a new mortgage payment of only $1,620 on, check this out, on a 12-year term.
No.
How about that?
So in applications, from the time she called in to the time we closed, it was 10 days. That includes the holidays, not business days. Again, if you're in a position to refinance or interested in refinancing or buying, there's only one mortgage company to call. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, right here in the River Region, 567-4223. Again, that number is 567-4223. Or you can visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And check out our Blink link. You can to complete an application in less than 5 minutes online. And no worries, if you get interrupted, you can come right back to it and pick up where you left off. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. Give her a call, 567-4223. 16 minutes after 11 o'clock, Trisha joins us on Wednesday's Jack Campbell Band, but he'll be back Monday. I'm Baron. I'm here every day.
And he'll be wearing clothes.
Yes, no thongs. Lord have mercy. Lori. Mackerel. Father, gonna take your daughter.
about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Because baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done.
Guys, welcome back in. A little T-Swift to start your Wednesday morning. Your wind-down Wednesday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Trisha's favorite day.
To start drinking, isn't it?
I said, but Trisha, you want to come in one day a week? What day you want to come in? I want to come in on wind-down Wednesday, Baron, because that way I'm in town and I can go get drunk at lunch. No, that's not what she said. That's what she thought, but it's not what she said.
I think she said hammered.
Yeah, I don't
usually start drinking wine until about 4. That's when I've about reached my limit.
Well, Midtown Pizza Kitchen has two wonderful specials each week relating to inebriation. They have Wine Down Wednesday, half-price wine from open to close. And then on Sunday at 4 p.m. All the way until close.
The beer.
They have half-price beer from 4 p.m. to close. Yeah. And kids eat free.
Yeah.
And kids eat free. So
Sunday is the day to go if you'd
Sunday
like beer.
Sunday is totally the day to go.
What's the special this week?
Tortellini. Special this week is a cheese tortellini in a full meat bolognese sauce. And when I say full meat, I mean their bolognese sauce is so chock full of meat. Woo!
I like $9.
$9 for lunch. You can pair it with a salad for $9. I love bolognese sauce.
It is yummy stuff.
It is so good. And theirs is so meaty. Some bolognese sauces, you go to some restaurants, you're a little chintzy with the bolognese.
Mm-hmm.
Not at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, buddy. You'll finish it up with those breadsticks. You'll be scooping the rest of the bolognese out with those breadsticks.
Yeah. I still like
that. My mouth is watering. And I even ate a cookie. I had a cookie early, like an hour ago.
I still love the shrimp a la mode.
The shrimp a la mode is my favorite.
It's hard to beat.
Yeah, well, I go through phases. Sometimes shrimp a la mode is my favorite. Sometimes it's the eggplant parm. Sometimes it's the mushroom wrap.
It's hard to choose. That
sometimes it's the three meat calzone.
Just knowing that you could go in there and get anything that's delicious is the best part.
Oof. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Who's this?
Gino,
what's on your mind, my friend?
I got one thing to tell you, and I got something to tell her. Mm-hmm. I was in McDonald's the other morning. I got woke up, so He didn't call my name, so I want you to know I enjoy your stories when on talk radio. I listen to it every day.
How about
I said, do you ever call in? He said, no, but I don't miss them, and I love them. But now, the young lady there said, why are dumb blonde jokes so short?
Why?
So brunettes can remember them.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
All right. Hey, y'all have a good, have a blessed day.
Appreciate it, Gino. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Did we talk about Manafort's trial?
We did.
Where it was? Yeah, okay.
You think he's going to lose?
I think he's going to lose. Yeah, no doubt about it. So you see how bad my memory is? Now it's coming back
to me.
He's a loser. We're talking about it.
What else we got there?
I don't think he's a loser. I just think he's going to lose.
I think he's guilty.
He's just guilty of sin. If he gets off, that's a bad sign for the prosecution. They may as well pack up and go home. If he gets off, they might as well shut down the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Latrell.
Hey, Latrell, what's on your mind, my friend?
I was just wondering if I could build a time machine and go back to yesterday with you talking about Dr. Steele.
Yes, you can. Hold on. We got to ask the God Emperor. Let me send him a text real quick if we can use his time machine. Yeah, we're good. We're good. Go ahead.
Okay. My thing is some of these doctors do get these people addicted because my son got addicted.
Yeah. It's terrible tragedy when it happens. There's no.
And you hit the nail on the head when you was talking about cannabis.
Yeah.
Cannabis I personally used to get off of opioids.
Mm-hmm.
And
can I ask you a question?
Do a lot of research on CBD oil.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Can I ask you a question? I'll let you finish. But
yes.
Why do you call it cannabis? I noticed a lot of the activists have started calling it cannabis in the last few years, and it confuses people because some people don't know what it is. Everybody knows what marijuana is.
I like ganja.
Why not?
Marijuana is more or less Mexican slang.
Well, I understand it's also become American slang. I mean, everybody in America knows what marijuana is. We're all talking about the same thing. You talking about cannabis, people think, what is he, painting a picture on a canvas? You know, what's going on here? People just don't know what it
is.
Some people
itself was the first $1 billion.
Right, right. But we're not talking about him. We're talking about things you can get high with.
Right.
Yeah. Can't get high on him.
On CBD oil, you don't get high.
Right, but you...
But I mean, it has effects for cancer, epilepsy, your liver, your kidneys, I mean...
Severe pain.
I have chronic back pain and neck pain.
So you used marijuana to get off of opioids?
Yes, I did.
Did you smoke it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Can't you just vape it like a civilized person?
They don't have those things. Now blow up in your face. I don't trust those things. Just a good old-fashioned doobie.
Yeah, bring back the 70s.
Or the 90s. Or the 80s.
Or the 90s. 80s
or that. Or the 2000s.
Yeah.
But it worked. Well, that's great.
Oh, yeah. It worked for me.
Yeah,
I can't say it would work for everybody.
You know, I watched a documentary on this opioid crisis. It was about somewhere in New England, like Vermont or something. And they were talking about these kids, like Baron was saying earlier, he broke his neck in high school. And they put him on it. And these kids were having like broken legs or sports injuries, and they were getting put on it and just getting addicted immediately. So
on these pain pills?
Yeah.
Oh,
never
done any drugs, weren't drinking, weren't the, you know, those kind of trouble kids like I was. And they take one pill and they're hooked, and then they're heroin addicts next thing you know. And I think it's just genetic or something. It's got
to
be.
I think some people certainly are more likely and more apt to be hooked than others.
Yeah. I'm sorry that
I have addictive traits, so therefore I probably passed it off to my son.
Well, I came from a family of alcoholics, and I've avoided any kind of addiction problems. And
if I had known,
did my share of experimenting with them.
If I had known that alcoholism was present in my family as much as it is, I would have been more cautious.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely need to be. It's deadly.
I spent 28 years as an alcoholic, and thank God I'm 11 years, 4 months sober.
That's great. That's wonderful.
But a lot of people don't think I'm sober because I used marijuana for pain.
Yeah.
But we appreciate your call, my friend. Yeah, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. Yeah, I was always been curious why they refer to it as cannabis.
It sounds more politically correct, I think.
Yeah, I think they think it does, but I'm not sure it does. It just makes them sound like they're trying to sneak one past everybody.
Yeah.
You know, everybody calls it heroin. Can you imagine if they were like, no, it's actually excuse me? How much do you know about this drug?
I watch TV.
Uh-huh. Wink, wink. I watch TV and buy hypodermic needles by the gross.
All right, when I say I have done my share of experimenting, I want to clarify that.
Heroin wasn't part of it?
I have drank and I have smoked pot.
Hey, listen, I feel
that was my experimentation.
This is what I always tell people. I feel like I lived a pretty wild life. All right? I feel like I lived a pretty wild life. I have never even seen heroin.
No.
Never even seen heroin.
Don't want to.
Nobody ever brought out heroin where I was.
I know.
And like, hey guys, I got some heroin. And if they had, I feel like I would have been able to look at them, no matter how inebriated or what peer pressure, I'd have been able to look at them and say,
what the heck?
No success story starts with heroin.
Or crack.
Success story has heroin chapter two. I mean, there's just no success story that has heroin. What the hell's wrong with you
or
people?
Or crystal meth.
Or meth.
Like, what?
When's the last time someone was like, you know, I can really attribute my becoming a CEO of this Fortune 500 company to my 2-year crystal addiction? Those shards really got me through the long nights. Come on, people. There's some drugs you just don't mess with. Crack, heroin, meth. Stay away from them. You know, if you want to smoke a dude, just invite me. But stay off the heroin. My God's sake, stay off the heroin. Who's this?
Robert.
Hey, Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys were talking earlier about names that the grandkids give you.
Yes, sir. What do you go by?
Well, I got two problems with mine. The first one is, I believe they got together and came up with their name because they're from two different sets. So, in no way, both sets can call you Granddad DD unless they got together and say, we're going to name him Granddad DD.
Granddad DD? What's your name?
Yeah.
And Robert?
Then, yeah.
Where they call DD?
I don't know where that Granddad DD come from.
A DD in my house is a blanket.
And then,
so,
the second
you'd be called Blanket.
They don't live nowhere near each other. But when you purchase something for one of them, by the time you get to the other one's house, they know. How do you know this? They know.
Somebody's putting that stuff on Facebook is what's happening.
So now what I have to do, and these kids are not old enough. I think the oldest one is 8. And I'm thinking like, now I can't buy you anything until I got enough money to buy the other set something, because if I get you something, by the time I get to the other house, here they come. Granddad DD, you bought so and so this. How the hell you know that I just bought this? So I be telling the smaller ones, and now I'm gonna buy you something, but if you tell the other phone, then I can't get you nothing again. So she said, okay, Granddad D. Then okay, I buy the thing and I get to the other person's house. Oh, you bought so and so a toy, and it was this and that. So that's the problem you have, but it's such much fun. I mean, it's just delightful.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it just keeps your joy going and knowing that they're going to be there waiting with gleaming eyes just to see you and call your name out and then ask for some money.
And then ask for some money.
Keep small change on you now. You got to keep some ones on you.
Okay. you can't be giving them the 20s.
You keep the Benjamins to yourself. I don't even part with grants.
That's some good advice.
Keep some small change on you. Isn't it a shame? Coins mean nothing these days.
Nothing.
Coins mean absolutely nothing.
They look at you like you're crazy.
Tire City and Automotive Service, that's where the Coleman family trust their rides. I was just there a couple of days ago having Jared Battles take a look at the van. We got a couple of things that need to be corrected on that, and to get the tires rotated and balanced, and oil changed, and a few other things. So Tire City and Automotive Service, my friends, that's who I recommend. That's who you need to go by and see. He sells those tires at cost. If you got brand new tires on order or needed, that's where you go. You go to Tire City and Automotive Service. Check out he's got a handy dandy application. You can just do it all on the phone. You don't even have to really go into the store until you're ready to actually get them installed. It's really fantastic. Get by there. TireCityAL.com on the web. TireCityAL.com on the Atlanta Highway, just in front of the Eastdale Mall. On the East South Boulevard, 1/2 mile east of Baptist South Hospital, just behind the brand new Burger King right there at Woodley. No matter where you go, see Tire City and Automotive Service. By all means, Let him know the guys at News and Views sent you his way. He'll appreciate it. So will we. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You can count on a Subaru for the countless adventures ahead, because owning a Subaru means confidence now and down the road. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come in during the Subaru Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Now for a limited time, you'll get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Visit Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends September 4th.
ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values. Appreciation data, www.alg.com.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes, and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a sizzling hot forecast today with a high temperature up to about 96, heat index close to the 105 danger range, and not many storms to go around. In fact, they will be isolated at best. Low temperature tonight down to about 74. Now, tomorrow, the scattered storms will be in better supply, kind of a routine summer day forecast. High temperature around 93. Then better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Guys, welcome back into News and Views. Got Trisha in the studio. Jack Campbell out. Baron Coleman in every day. Jack Campbell is... Well, he's been suspended. He said a couple things yesterday. One thing in particular. Got him banned from the program for 3 days. Just a 3-day ban. Nothing major. And he'll be back. He'll be back Monday.
I just read a really interesting article on NBC News about this situation out in New Mexico.
I thought you were going back to the Bosnian pyramid. Someone sent me a cool article on that.
I looked at that for a minute, but this, since we already talked about it, this is interesting. That boy that was found dead at that compound was going to be 4 last week, it says. I don't know when this article was written. And he was abducted from his home in Georgia, and they're saying he was an imam's son. Or... anyway, they said he was killed during a religious ritual intended to cast out demonic spirits.
Yes, yes, yes. I saw that.
And they told the other children that he would be resurrected as Jesus and would identify corrupt institutions and people for them to attack. Unbelievable.
Hmm.
These people are sick.
I had this conversation last night. Hold on. I got to send a text message. I told you last night he wasn't going to be here, period.
Uh-huh.
I had a conversation last night that Jack wasn't going to be here today.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm getting a text message. Where's Jack?
People don't listen.
Well, it's my wife. She's not allowed. She doesn't have to listen.
She's too busy.
She's welcome to not listen to me anytime she wants.
Yep.
She gets a free pass.
I bet she tries to not listen to you as much as possible.
That's what I'm thinking. I wouldn't listen to me either, honey. Come on. Tire City and Automotive. Oh, I already talked about Tire City and Automotive Service. But who I haven't talked about is Riley Manning, who Trisha needs to get in touch with because she has a half-painted house. It's been that way for 6 years.
It's not half-painted. It's mostly painted.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all you need him to do is come in and touch it up.
I mean, it's... just the
we're talking, that might be half-ass painted. Have Riley Manning do it. But
that's not nice.
799-1284, Trisha. Are you writing this down? 799-1284. Get your pencil.
My kids are going to school soon. I'll be able to finish it.
799-1284. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284. You'll get in touch with 50 Years of Greatness if you call him.
Didn't you say my husband was jealous?
Of Riley Manning?
He would be so jealous of Riley Manning.
Because someone's in your house painting?
Yeah, if I called, I mean, I would be in trouble.
No, I don't want you to get in trouble.
Might get some privileges taken away.
Don't want to talk about privileges taken away. Riley Manning, 799-1284. You check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. He will be Johnny on the spot. Riley on the spot, as they call him these days. Riley on the spot. He'll get over there as soon as possible. 50-plus years. Oh, you'll get the Riley Manning guarantee.
Yep. And if you don't have a jealous husband, you can call him.
Pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Have you told him that?
I haven't.
You told him about the trained professional painters, not day laborers like the other guy?
No.
Well,
maybe you should call my husband.
I'll call him and I'll say, look, Riley on the spot. Tammy.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's going back to the grandmother name.
Yes, what are you, Tammy? Or are you old enough to be a grandmother?
I'm not a No. I am not a grandmother yet. Don't want to be for several years.
Okay. Have you planned your grandma name?
But I have.
Have you planned your grandma name?
No, I have thought about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a granny. I don't really know. I'm not a nan. You know, I'm just one of those people that I don't know what I am. But what I was going to tell you is my nephew couldn't say grandpa. And so he ended up calling my dad Grump.
Grump.
Grump. And
that's hilarious.
Oh, it was great. Because, like, if my dad cooked out, it was Grump food. It was Grump clothes. We made a whole thing out of it. Well, then my son comes along, and he can't say Grump. He calls him Dump. And so he goes back, and he says Grandpa. And then the grandmothers, my son, both grandmothers wanted to be grandmothers. And like you say, what do you do? So we just didn't work with it, and he figured it out. He said to him, one looked like a grandmother, and one seemed like a grandmama.
So you're against
letting children pick your grandparent names.
Can I ask you a question, Tammy? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is this a vanity play on your part that you don't want to be grandma?
Probably.
Just be honest. Look, I don't know you. We don't have to. I mean, I don't think I know you.
Actually, you do.
Oh, I do. Sorry, Tammy. is your second letter your last name? You.
You don't know me well.
Is the second letter your last name you?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out which Tammy I'm talking to. But Tammy, I'm sure you're beautiful. I'm sure you're young looking. I'm sure you're just elegant and classy. But is it a vanity play that you don't want to be grandma? Because I don't think grandma makes you sound like, you know, some old knitter. I think grandma just means you've got grandchildren, and they call you grandma, and they go to your house and they make cookies and they play and they have fun.
I do that.
See, you're a grandma.
Nope. Here's the thing. I don't know what I'll be. And that's my point. What do I see myself as? It doesn't really matter. It's what they see me as.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, my brother wanted to be called Big Daddy, and now he's called Bobby by one of them because that's what they could say.
Bobby, yeah.
Well, I
don't know who Bobby is, but I will give you one suggestion that I don't think I've heard. One of my son's friend's grandmother is called Gammy.
Yeah.
Gammy. Because they couldn't say Grammy or Grandmama or anything.
I know a Gammy. My son-in-law's favorite grandma is Gammy, I believe. So.
Gammy sounds like Gammy. You know?
I know. I might be a Gammy.
You know what name we have absolutely
sure
ruled out? You know what name we had absolutely... We have absolutely ruled out the name TT. So that's out.
Please. Thank you. At least urine is off the table. Gamete is not the urine. Hey, Tammy, I got to run. Thank you.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
No.
All right. You know what my wife's grandmother was?
Who? What?
You know what she went by?
Yeah.
Her name was Pat. You know what she went by?
What?
Pat. Everybody called her Pat. She was Pat Davis. This was her name. And everybody loved Pat.
I think I know her.
You know Pat Davis?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know Pat Davis?
She lived at one of the properties I worked at.
Hillwood?
Mm-hmm.
I used to stay in that apartment.
Did you?
Yes.
I would have kicked you out.
No, I mean, I didn't stay there all the time. I stayed there on Saturday nights with my wife, when we were visiting her grandmother.
Yeah.
But I stayed there, that would have been in what year was that? 98, 9, somewhere in there?
Was she there after that?
Q, if you want to text me, I know she's listening. Probably, she may have been there as late as 2000. What year were you there?
I think you're right. I think I was there in like 99, 2000 until 2005.
She may have been there as late as 2000. Let me see if she's texting. But I think I used to stay there. You knew Pat Davis. Yeah, how do you remember names like that? When she was a wonderful woman, she's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
From what I can remember, I don't remember a lot of stuff, but I remember some things.
Great woman. Mr. Sandman, that's where I go when I need mattress needs. In fact, I was there just the other day for Hillwood. Honey, Hillwood is what we're talking about. She's trying to text me and tell me what year she was there.
the
selection at Mr. Sandman is incredible.
It's unbelievable selection. Unbelievable selection. And the Montgomery showroom is really two showrooms. I mean, it's that much selection. It's two showrooms. They got so much stuff on site and in selection and ready to be delivered on the next day.
I don't understand why you would buy a mattress and not lay on it first. That it totally confuses me.
People that order mattresses online, I will never in a million years understand that.
Like, what in the world?
That's
because
ludicrous.
Somebody reviewed it. They were paid to review it.
That is ludicrous. I'm telling you guys, get by when you get the opportunity. Go by Mr. Sandman. Lie down on that mattress. Soak into that mattress. One that supports you and is also has the softness that you just kind of crawl right in and you just fall.
Or feels like a board, if that's what you want.
If you want to sleep on the floor, that's your business, but I like them soft. They have absolutely fantastic selection. Get great pillows, too. Apparently, she moved before W was elected.
I know when that was.
Yeah, she did. She did. That's about the time she moved. She moved to Vaughn Lakes about that time. But yeah, that's amazing that you remember her.
How did she move to Vaughn Lakes from Hillwood? Hillwood was so nice.
Vaughn Lakes hadn't gone the way it
went. I know, but the apartments are so much nicer at Hillwood.
All right, amigos.
Didn't make her man.
You did. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Guys, welcome back in 10 minutes till the top of the hour. 10 minutes till the Dan Morris Show. Joey Clark and Dan Morris will be in here in moments.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Boy, isn't it. Guys, don't forget this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919.
They're number one in the number two business.
I swear you love saying that too much. I'm starting to wonder about you.
I don't. At least I don't say if it won't go down your hole, call on Cole.
Now, Jack Campbell likes saying that too much. 279-8919. Speaking of, I went to that cornhole thing the other day, and the whole time I was thinking, they got to come up. Can we call it beanbag toss?
You know, some college students invented that name.
Cornhole.
So it'd be hilarious.
Unbelievable.
Every time they whipped it out.
Well, if your cornhole causes a problem with your bowl, call on Cole.
Bad choice of words. Sorry.
Don't be what? 279-8919. 279-8919. You can check him out online, coleplumbing.com. Trisha joins us, Jack Campbell. He'll be back next Monday. He's been banned from the program for 3 days. He's decided to take that time to go to Texas. And my mother's trying to get me to say Nana. That's what she goes by.
Family.
But I understand that, but it doesn't have application.
That's cute.
I'm asking the question. I'm not asking what people go by. I'm asking, why do people go by something other than grandma or grandma or granny or something? I mean, that's what you are, a grandmother.
Yep.
You go by mom, why? Because you're a mother, a mom. Yeah. You go by grandma because you're a grandma.
Yeah.
You're not a neener. You know what I mean? A pampoo.
Neener, a pampoo.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we won't be that. This listener that I'm trying to ban will not stop listening. It's very annoying.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
Hey, turn it off. Come on. Turn it off.
She must enjoy the show.
She's everybody.
Peyton.
She's everybody.
Yep. Peyton. Oh, I didn't hit Peyton's number. Peyton.
Hello?
Hey, mm-hmm. You're on the air.
Hey, man. For risk of chastising, I just want to start off with saying I give you the full 15 hours a week.
Oh, good.
And I know I'm not going to pop up.
If you give me the full 15 hours a week, I will give you a lot of latitude.
Oh.
All right. Well, I just want to get your opinion on something. In a time where we have Maxine Waters doing all this crazy stuff, making people scared to go outside, and Antifa throwing rocks and stuff, you know, at what point can we label these people, you know, domestic terror groups?
Yeah, really.
You mean like the SPLC is, the Southern Poverty Law Center, a domestic terrorist group? That's the way, I mean, that they are.
No, all right.
Yeah. The answer is they have already been declared, I believe, a domestic terror group by the FBI, if I'm not mistaken. I'll look at that, but I'm pretty sure they've already been declared a domestic terrorist group.
So what can be done about that? I mean...
They just get a little extra scrutiny, I guess. I don't know.
They're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They,
Well, all right.
Thanks for your call, though. It's good. Look, it's a good... Look. Someone willing to dedicate 15 hours a week, full latitude.
They're not even really prosecuting these people for the crimes that they commit when they do catch them.
Yeah. No, of course not.
They're encouraging them.
No. And as Greg pointed out the other day on his program, I like what Auburn did. They got some people in from the surrounding communities. They had more police officers there than they needed. And they said, if you guys show up with masks on, you'll be arrested immediately.
Yeah, well, they have too much money to lose.
Amen.
You know, I mean, it's about money. They can't be losing their...
Couldn't agree more. Mm-mm. Couldn't agree more. Ronnie.
How are we doing today, Big Mama?
How are you? Is that what your grandma...
Oh, am I Big Mama now? Or are you calling Baron Big Mama?
Better not. I'm the Grand Mufti.
No, Baron ain't no mama.
My grandkids are going to call me Mr. Mufti.
Well, whatever they want to call you. I'll tell you what I could call you sometime.
Well, I know what you call me when we're not on the air.
But
it's got four syllables.
Just tell Big Mama.
Has the word mother in it.
Come on over here and we'll get on the back porch and have us a glass of wine out of the pepper tree over there and have us one of them and have us a gungie.
A gungie? Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't like it, we can maybe find up some skunk weed.
I want this.
But they all got buds and they do you a little better than the wine does.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to call and just have nothing to say.
Yeah, that's great. You invited us over for a dube, so, you know, you can call any time.
But my mother, everybody called her mother. And the grandkids called her mother.
Aw.
And I told her, I says, if I ever have a kid, they're going to call you grandma or big mama. Man, she raised Cain. No. My name's Mother.
Aww.
And so all the kids and all the grandkids just called her Mother.
Going on the list.
Next thing you know, everybody in the whole community is calling her Mother.
Yeah.
I knew it was.
All right, Ronnie, we appreciate it. It's been listed. Right. Yep, thank you. Confederate flags. 2 days in a row. Yeah, it's on the list. No doubt about it.
I've done it several times.
Yeah, you did this before with Hart Pine.
I might get banned. Or at least suspended.
The Southern Wood, are we going to put it on the list?
It's on the list.
It's got to be on the
going
list.
Going to. It's already on the list.
Who's this?
Laminated.
Hey, it's Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
I think I've diagnosed the problem here. You're originally from the Midwest.
Yes, sir.
And a Midwest grandmother was a member of the 4-H Club. A Southern Gigi was a sorority member.
Oh.
And when it comes to cooking, a Southern grandmother starts with your favorite ingredients, bacon grease, salt. Okay. Sugar, butter.
You know, I have at my house two containers sitting on the right side of my stovetop. real butter at room temperature so it can be spread all over a roll.
Yeah, yes.
And bacon grease.
Yes.
They sit there, and they get added to everything that goes in the stove. So if it's green beans or baked beans, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, on the oven. I mean, on the stovetop.
Yeah, right.
But if it's being cooked, it's got bacon fat or butter in it or both. Something could both.
Makes anything.
And so, and you know who I learned that from? Helen Shively, Midwestern Grandma 101. Went by Grandma, by the way. And would ground your ass if you got out of line.
Well, here's the point I was going to make is your Southern grandmother, your Southern Gigi can cook. Yeah. Your Northern grandmother, you heard rumors about her cooking, but everything's out of a box.
Come on.
Now, hey, here's
a little regional bigotry going on here.
Hey, when you talk about your Southern Gigi, you make fun of your friends because one of them asked your grandmother out one time, not knowing it was your grandmother. And your Northern grandmother, they make fun of you, and they use it as a trump card every now and then. They say, hey, remember when your grandmother came up to the club pool?
All right, my friend, I got to run. Getting a little too carried away here. I just want to defend Midwestern grandmothers everywhere. My grandmother was a heck of a cook, cooked from scratch, and was tough as nails. Went by Grandma.
Yeah.
Went by Grandma.
She was
beautiful.
You know when you have children too young?
Huh.
When you go to the beach and men check out you and your daughter at the same time? It's a little disturbing.
Guilty as charged. I've done that before. It's happened. It wouldn't be the first time. Troy King is an attorney at law.
if you face sexual harassment claims.
I said it to Southern Wood over here. I didn't say it to you.
I was wondering who Southern Wood was.
I turned over to old 84 who's in here learning the board. And I shared that with him. But Troy King, look, attorney at law, this guy levels the playing field. He's the former attorney general of the state of Alabama. And let me tell you, when people hear from the former attorney general of the state of Alabama, They listen. So if you have somebody who's not cooperating on the other side, or better yet, get them involved before they stop cooperating. That way they cooperate from the beginning and you maximize your recovery. Whether it's a hospital, 18-wheeler, car accident, who knows? Somebody cuts off the wrong leg. You call Troy King. You get them involved early and you get them involved often. 215-4440, 215-4440, Troy King, attorney at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who's this?
Weezer.
Weezer, what's on your mind, Weezer?
Real quick. My mama's mama was born in 1890, and she lived 107 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And we called her Bupsy.
Oh, that's cute.
B-U-P-S-I-E.
That's so cute. 107 years.
Her name is Bertha, and one of my cousins couldn't say Bertha.
That's my mother's middle name.
What are your husbands? Bertha. Where are you from?
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah. What husband couldn't say Bertha? What kind of accent did he have that he couldn't get that out?
I don't understand.
When he was a little boy.
Oh, when he was a little boy, he couldn't say Bertha. I'm sorry.
My cousin was little. He couldn't say Bertha. So
one of my cousins. I thought you said one of my husbands. I was like, where was he from?
No, one of my cousins. No wonder I didn't understand you.
That happens.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
On the list. On the list.
Grandma names
goes on the list.
I won't do it next week.
I had so much
news. Don't ban me.
I had crazy environmental terrorist news. I had a great line from the $100,000 pyramid.